Hi, dear all. Welcome at the first lecture at Hype Festival. Yeah, okay. So I'll just give the world to this beautiful and smart lady in the red dress. Oh, of course, you, who else? So Ixnaim, just tell us something more about your projects. Okay.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I would like to thank Hype and all the people here for inviting me to explain this project and trusting this adventure I'm starting this year. And so I think I would like also to introduce myself. My name is Eleonora Oreja, and most of people know me as Ixnaim on the net world. And I'm here to talk about a project that is actually starting recently. I will tell you a bit about the story of this project and what that is about. And we will go through a bit of the technical and the theory. But at the end, I would like also to make profit of your presence here. And I will ask you to work a bit with me on this metadata setting. So this project is called Virtual Entity, and it was born as a very low-key personal initiative to have like text files or wiki files that could be linked to any of my creations, let's call that creations, that The first idea was to have a license to couple these text files of, like, I do a lot of video or images or pictures, so I just wanted to have a very low-key, homemade system to put online information about the files I would upload. So that's how the virtual entity was born, and the idea at the beginning was, in fact, to make a license. I was calling that a license because at the beginning I thought that a license would have been like that. So that if I was the first time I had to make a Creative Commons license, I thought I was actually making something similar to this. So I thought, okay, I'm putting this online and I'm gonna give some information about my specific file or website. And then there will be some system to connect me and people using what I'm uploading. But then all what this Creative Commons was just a logo to link to someone else's website. So for a while I thought I didn't understand how to use it, but then I understood that that was it. So after a while I started to make text files for my video to couple them, but then I thought a wiki was better because it could leave space to people to tell what they would think about my work or whether they were using this work on some other work, you know, and maybe like a piece of my video would go inside a collage of someone else or a flyer or an audio bit could be part of a film, and I was curious of that. So it was, I think, yeah, I have very ugly slides. So I think that's a quote. And so I think it was September when I started to talk about this virtual entity, September 2007, and to structure that. And on one side, a part of this work was also the idea that actually what you do does not belong to you, because you are creating something, but anything that you put online and is digital is not something you can possess, but you just create it and it's gonna have its own life. So I could see since the beginning there were two sides of the project. One part is really about theory. And the theory I'm bringing up now is about known property. So, like, starting from the digital world, I'd like to theorize a system where property does not exist. or it's not relevant. And that's a part of the research I'm currently doing. And I think the digital world is very... it's the best place to start such a research, because in fact you don't have scarcity in the net. It's like there are a few concepts or key points that I found, like thinking about these entities that are all the creations that are online. And one thing is that any copy is just exactly the same as the original. So there's no authentic file. But there can be actually the original creator of a file, or there is a moment when a file or a work goes online for the very first time. And so the primer file that will generate all the copies. So I thought this was quite important to keep in mind, because property, in fact, in our world, in our physical world, is starting when you have... It starts to be considered when you have a certain amount of resources and you have to share, but there are not enough of them. But when you can actually multiply these, I'm not going to be Christian anyway, but but when you can infinitely multiply your resources, there should not be any longer any talk about owning things. Another thing I was noticing is that I would consider work as like natural creatures, because they would go online, you create them, and they start their trip through the internet, and then they multiply, they have their own DNA, they create different works, and they have mongrels, and so like a tree, like a plant, you know, you can plant it, but you're not going to say that this is yours or this is you. This is just something you help to you gave birth, maybe. And also like the curiosity of seeing how these works are growing through the internet, and go on. So just briefly, the history is like this homemade license I was talking about. Until December, I was presenting this at CCC in Berlin, and I was still thinking about a license. Then I understood that actually I was working on a metadata system, so it was not really a license anymore. But because I started to think about the soul of a file, what is the soul of a file? One problem, I have a certain background on archiving, not only as an artist and producer, but working on big, wide archives for big artists. And I can tell that one problem, very big nowadays, is that there is no compatibility between metadata and files, and there are lots of problems with compression. Different compressions will have, or a different extension will change the you know, the metadata is not compatible between different files. Like if I have an .ogg file, if I have a .mov file, everything will change. So this is one point I was concerned. And another thing is that if I have a file, since these elements are multiplying, and I change the metadata, or if I upload the video today and I'm not ready to write all the metadata properly, because I don't know yet. And after a month, I edit the real metadata I want the video to have. I won't be... Everybody who copied the video before will not have the new information. So I started to think about putting this metadata outside. And as I told you before, this having this external sort of wiki file, which would be somehow linked to the work, became, I started to call it soul because of sort of cosmogony I was starting to imagine and having these entities that are like nature and then they have a soul. So the soul is the core metadata. And I would divide this in two parts. So one part would be like the basic metadata would be this, what I call kernel, the essence of the work, which could be like author and date and title and whatever. And then a system of logs. So like to have a hard part that describes the file and an open space for people to interact and talk about or give feedback or create new relations and new connections between different entities. So this becomes the aura, the log part in this, let's call it imaginific way of interpreting, is the aura because it's the story of this entity and its relation with other entities and through time, and it's experience. So how many people did edit this and reuse this this file or displayed it or cut it in pieces, whatever. This is the aura. So okay, it's a bit cut, but basically here I'm trying to express the fact that if I put the metadata outside, these are all foo.org, and I have foo.soul, and all of them point to the same metadata pool or soul database. This soul database and all this system, I imagine, is not meant to be like a panopticon or a control system, because it is happily chaotic. And although it can be really handy to start having some central database to work with, and I'm now starting, actually during the day of the dead, by chance I started the Souls metadata pool for the first time. So I initiated the first digital soul. But I would like this to be peer and not controllable, so that if you have a system and a collection of souls, this is not, no one is able to shut it down. So it's not going to be under control. It's actually more like something that can grow on its own, because and it's not a statistic or. It's not about true. It's not about true reality, because nothing is compulsory in the virtual entity. It's just a possibility. What does that mean? It means that there is a difference. I'm not obliged, just because I'm putting a file online, to make its soul. Maybe I don't mind to have a file with a soul, or I'm using a file, I check that there is a soul. I know there is a soul, and I'm actually using this file on my work, in my work. Am I obliged to actually edit the original file, soul, to say that I used, I don't know, 4 frames in my new video? No, I'm not obliged. It's totally up to me. So this system is not going to create, a database of information that can be used to actually define what's happening. Because as reality is, there is much more that is not visible. Not all the net will be connected to souls. Just people who like to use that and who like to give feedback will do that. There might be also other things that are starting to come up to my mind. For example, there might be at one point like some file are extinguishing, and But there are zombies, like souls that have no body anymore, as well as there can be fake souls around, like someone finding a file and saying, "Ha ha, I'm gonna make it. This is my file. I'm gonna make a soul." So, what's the point? Is it all fake and bullshit, or no? I mean, that is more like reality. That something is true, something is not. Something is flowing, but I cannot have an indicator to use this information on a legal or on a statistic level, because that's not the point. And to go on, okay. So I mean, the theoretical part, I'm starting to think I'd like to play with symbols. So if I'm trying to identify what is the content, what is the meaning of this work, and how to make it really simple and spread, no? Also as an alternative to the concept of piracy, you know, because for people like, I mean, there's hackers and pirates, and it's really dangerous. I mean, and I'm getting scared now myself. So how do we talk to people? Maybe using symbols and signs is a very effective way to actually, you know, spread an idea and give it some body to go around. So I'm thinking of starting to play with this symbol, or maybe I will keep modifying that, because in fact it's a symbol that everybody uses. So it's plagiarism, you know. I don't need to create a new symbol. I mean, it's just appropriation of something which is symbolic, and talk about that, to connect these concepts. What are the concepts? I'm thinking, okay, it's about non-property, but what is non-property? Then, like, I'm using something. So it's like the value of the relation between the person and the object is the use that is created. So I don't need to possess anything I don't use, and I don't need to possess something I'm not using at the very moment. But also, it's also about like mongrels and bastard natures, and like reuse and transformation and the division of culture, like to minimal terms that are like what are the semantic and eidetic segment of culture that are being transmitted and are going through, and what is actually disappearing, no, through the internet, because this is our field of research. And so I think I'll one side, the theoretical part, which might be sometimes maybe a bit abstract, would want to find also a very practical use in a way to contaminate through people. While the technical side is this idea of the soul and the metadata system, and I'm starting to think that the most interesting side of that is actually the part where you have the possibility, once you have a pool of souls, to see what are the connections between different works, or what and you know, there is a long tradition of the semantic web trying to describe entities and try to find different ways of structuring the web. This is a parallel dimension, let's say. But I'm studying, and I'm getting inspired also by the semantic web traditions, that there are many of them, and I really like their idea of graphs. So once I start in three dimensions graphs, once I start to have these entities, the souls, not the infinite numbers of files that are there, and I can map their relations and how do they, what are the characteristics that are what are the relations between different files? I will probably start to see that there are some files or some sort of content that have a lot of exchange, while there are some other that are completely or there can be a soul of a file that is actually not very important. No one is reusing it. Just once it was used, but it connects two very far away graphs. So all that, I think it's more about research and curiosity. It's not about like a final science. It's more like a semiotic sort of interest. It's generating ideas. It's not about defining everything in a very closed structure. So I'm looking forward to start seeing what can happen and what are these sort of, you know, 3D graphs that can be sort of animals that come out, and what parts of our culture are connected and what is actually very far and from very far groups, which are these little entities that are creating connections. Because in fact, there are different directions once you start mapping. Because one is the direction of one file is used in another one. So that is the direction of the property, of the use. But there can be different sides as well. Because I can have, I should have done more drawings, but if I have file A, which is using file B, I think I have some drawing. Anyway, if you start thinking about that, you will see that there are different directions that these exchanges are going to actually be start up. But I can't actually visualize now. That was I was telling you now. Okay, so goodbye. So we had a very simple equation, and we could say that ownership is out of date. We don't need that anymore, and we can go on to something more interesting and fun that we want to do now. So that's what more or less I was describing. I think I was trying to go through a bit fast to the project, and I hope you understood, because I would like to focus this presentation on metadata, and I would like this to become a bit interactive and get you people as well maybe to do a bit of work or to comment. So if more or less things are clear, we could get going. If there are a few questions, we could get the questions now and then go on to the next part.
Basically, my question is, are you saying that you want to do away with ownership where an owner can control something, but you want to preserve sort of credit and the idea of creatorship? Like you don't want people to be able to, like in your, because you were saying that the kernel of your metadata would be controlled, or I mean, maybe controlled is the wrong word, would be the owner and or the original creator. Like you want to preserve the idea of the original creator.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, if you do want, sometimes I don't sign works. So, yeah. If you do want to sign a work, yeah, I think that is actually something to be preserved, because in fact, if I find a video that you made, and I might want to talk to you. It's really nice if I can find out who made that, or you know. But it, you could also be free not to expose who, like your authorship. Yeah.
But like, would you be upset if somebody took one of your videos or something and without really changing it, put their own name on it and took credit for it? Or would you like consider that, you know, I don't believe in ownership, so would that upset you is what I'm sort of asking.
I don't think like being author is being owner. Mm-hmm. That's basically what I'm talking about. I think I'm happy if I'm creating something to be recognized as the creator of that. Mm-hmm. And I would be curious to know if someone is picking a video and changing the credits. Well, I mean, the first thing I would be really curious to know why. Before having, I don't have an opinion right now, like a standard reaction I could have, you know? So, if more or less you have sort of understood what I'm trying to talk about, we go in a technical side. What I'm now going to develop, I have to add the fact that now I have got a residency of 1 year with this project in Maastricht, very happy place in the south of the Netherlands. So I'm working in the context of Imaginary Property, which is a group at Jan van Eyck. This is a very old academy of production, of art and theory and design, in fact. So I became a designer. So I'm now having some structure to work on that, finally. And I was selected by Florian Schneider, who is now starting there a project which is called Imaginary Properties. So we are different people working on, each one of us is working on its own project. So it's me, and then there is Lilia Perez Romero, who's working on a touchscreen installation. Jelico Blache is working on control camera, and Kinder Groot is working on preemptive design and some more abstract design concepts. So technically, I'm trying to break the idea in pieces because I'm not an advanced programmer. I'm like actually learning a lot, but I'm curious enough to, you know, go through that. So the approach is like divide et impera, which is a way to solve a problem at a time and see how it works, and then raise new problems, and then prototype, and then try again, and then get something to work. So right now I'm starting to work on this database to have to couple actually souls and files, and also to keep coupled to the same soul file with different extension or different compression, so that are could be recognized as different files, but are actually presenting the same content. So, what did I do? I decided to divide all the digital entities in four groups, and that I'm happy to discuss with you, because I can imagine there might be also artists or people working with text or file or images. So someone making a picture of me. So these are the, I call them substances. It's a philosophical term, basically. Which is weird because it's something immaterial, but that's, these are the four substances of the virtual entity. And I presume that you could actually describe, this would be a first category. So I presume that you can actually describe any digital work in one of these categories. So if any one of you has something to say against that categorization, that could be actually a very interesting point to think about.
Is this more, sorry, because like if you had a compiled program, or is this more exclusive to sort of for artistic works? Because I would agree that this would cover like almost all creative works, but I mean like you could have like a compiled piece of software, I think would be hard to fit
text
into one of these. Yeah, but it's, I mean you can't edit it, like if it's compiled you can't read it with a text editor. I guess you could call it text.
I mean that's a good point. I was thinking of putting software together with text.
Well, like I mean for open source software I think that makes a lot of sense because it would include like any open source software is going to include the source code, so that's going to be readable with a text editor. But I mean I guess if you wanted to categorize all types of files, like you probably should include a category for binary programs.
Yeah, so executable.
Yeah, so executables.
That makes sense actually, but okay, but that's something you don't have source for.
True.
Binary. I would. No, I mean I don't. They are a bit like, consider that I'm calling this substance, so I should decide that binary is a substance, so which is a possibility. What do the other think about that? That could work, although.
Just a short question. Would you consider a MIDI file as text or as audio?
MIDI. Isn't that a protocol? I'm talking about works. So it's. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. I mean, because if you go into protocols, it's always text that is describing, no? So that is another border point. But we go back to text, actually, no? What do you think? MIDI is text, is. Or is audio? You don't want to know. Yes. Oh, the answer is yes. Great. Okay. Yes. Some more. I mean, of course, like this is also simplistic way to start, because as I said, I'm trying to break things and make them more doable, but I'm also looking for critical points that or to bring up contradictions, like is text or is, because this is also where it becomes more interesting, because maybe these are substances that we actually think because we are still analog and this is digital and it's different, you know. I don't know. Anything else? Any other idea? Okay. So, I have the ambition right now to ask. We could do two ways. Either we make four small groups, or maybe five, where there is one group that works on the critical side, the stuff that doesn't fit anywhere. And I wanted to invite you to actually maybe choose which one is the field of interest you feel more prepared on, or you think you have more experience, and to try to define actually what to map the territory, like what is text? What inside the digital world, what can text be? How do we define that? And of course it comes out as a list, no? Enum. Or maybe a more open list, but and from that to propose like a kernel system, a metadata set. If you wanna, like, you know, be a bit active in this presentation, and like instead of you going home with something, I go home with the work you did. because I of course I have my lists and I have my idea, but I think that should be more collective. For example, like one thing that is not normally inside metadata and I would like to have in the virtual entity is the future plan, because like technology is not going to distinguish between present and future. So sometimes I might upload a file and it might be really handy for me to make a note. Why did I do that file? What was my plan with that? Why did I record my washing machine and I put that online? I mean, did I mean to make a sample to change the speed of that and go to a techno party, or did I want to use for I don't know, a radio program? That could be inside the metadata. Also because then other people can go there and say, oh, she didn't go to the techno party, but I will. Or maybe they say, look, actually, the thing you say, you never had time to do it, but I tried and it really didn't work, but I did this other thing. So this is like simple instrument for people to... you know, to help themselves, like digital artisans and you know, people who like to work with computers and the internet, and they want to have easy tools for their own things. So, do you think I will ever manage to get you in four groups to work for like 15 minutes? On defining, mapping these territories, and then how do you go for a kernel? You know, like I think, yeah, okay, the minimal amount of information that can describe. Then another thing we can think is like to have elements that are both or as much as possible machine and human understandable, but. General as well, and to work on oppositions, because sometimes there you see what's relevant because you are trying to compare something. Oh, that's for example an opposition, which is really handy to think of. It's like, if I have a video which I create in that was born digital, that I create online, this is actually different from something I'm for example, I was receiving it with the television. I dubbed that with my video recorder in the 80s, and then I put that inside a mini DV, and then I finally digitized that, and then I compressed, and I got an OGG file. So that is, or for example, I have a text file. It's a blog, or it's Dante, La Divina Commedia. You know, I mean, it's different because some poets like were writing when there was no internet and no digital world, or some things are really specifically created for the internet and other are not. So I think that could be a point to think of if you want to create a set. Okay. So I made, I'm gonna help you out. Who wants to participate to that? Because okay, if you want to do this game with me, okay, I'll give you this paper. So you put a nickname or a name and choose which one you want to do. And if you actually don't like audio, video, text, and image and you want to do another one, then you do the you make an X here. And they are running away. They think this is like a TV show. They have to press the button. So do you have a pen? Yeah, I'd like to do it now, because I think it doesn't take long. I mean, what you need to do is like first creating a small group, making territory mapping, and then a simple metadata structure, and then it one person for group present its ear, and the others can say what they think and whether this can work and what are the things. If you don't want to do it, I'm not I'm not going to oblige anyone. But maybe it's nice because what you actually come up with right now could be implemented inside the work. So it's a way to be part of that. And we had some paper to work on and pencils. So we're going to use... Okay. Shall we make four? Yeah, no, I had some problem with mine. I didn't want mine to disappear. Shall we put... What is a good way to... Shall we put four posters here and each group can write over? Or I call the group and give a pencil to each. And a poster. I have three. Sorry? Yeah, because we could also do that. But not everybody would say what they want to say. But anyway. You should do it. Then we do it like that. I don't know. But let's see whether they anyone is actually replying to that. What did you choose? New? A new? Audi. Okay, we have very few people, so we do it collectively, and I write down myself because people are too shy. So, wow, I have mine, and I'm going to combine that with you. So, we start from text. Shall we list? Do you want to start? What can be text? Yeah, like software is text. And then? Story, narrative. More? Poem, narrative. Okay, instruction I have that too. I didn't have poem. I had poetry. And what did you say? Yeah, I have that too. I thought about that too. And then? Email. Letter also. How to. Notes. Description. Mathematics. Math. A diary. Stack. Huh? That's a point, like ASCII or I think mathematics is in the fifth group together with like executable. I'm joking. Eh? We're trying to What number? Ah, okay. Well, if it's an image, it's image. If it's text, it's text. But of course, this one was text, but now it's image because it was JPEG'd. Yeah, I think it's image, because if it's about a font, it's more about the shape of that rather than the meaning, no? It's more like markup in a certain sense, how you display rather than what you display. I was, a dissertation, an essay, text, literature. Is a blog text, but it has images, no? So, like, a part is text. Time-based, you mean? Is it a video? No, but it's time-based, yeah. Have a text like a book. Or yeah. So a blog could be text, let's say, in certain cases. I'm not like an expert. I think it's text. No, I was just like now thinking of connecting these to our senses, no, that we see, we read, we write, but no, that could be a track, no, to follow. Yeah. So what was your example? If you don't know that something is text. Well, I mean, I can read images, so then it's text. No, it depends. I mean, if you study history of art, then they really teach you how to read images, no? And you have a story and a narrative and things happening and there is time and it's like it's just a painting, you know? Is it becoming text? And I think it's still an image, you know? It depends on how you actually approach that. But more, okay, so we have few elements that are ambiguous in a certain way. Ambiguous. Any more? Element that we didn't mention, which could be text. Audio. What is audio? You chose audio, so you actually know someone reading a story is audio. Yeah, I think so. So, audio. I like that too. What do you want to hide, sir? I know. I practice that. I mean, I think that will be text when you open and read the text. And when you play, it's audio. Or if you know, the way you actually display the file or play that. I was listing, okay, we have music, we have a track, we have a stream, we have speech. I mean, it's quite wide, eh? Voice, TV recording could be audio from something, or recording from real life is another thing, or recording from Yap's Vini collection, which doesn't exist, the radio. What else? Of images. Sonification. Like, for example, some code that generates sound, like talking about sonification, no? If I have an entity like that is automata that is generating sound, what is that? If I read it as text, it's software. If I execute that, it's gonna generate sound. So yeah, I think I would call that text personally. And the recording of its performance would be sound to me, but that can be it's a matter of interpretation, I guess. I mean, in a way I like this chaos, you know, when things, because when you try to make very strict categories in any sense, or like just clean your room, there's always something that doesn't fit in any, you know, sometimes you just like wake up and gonna like divide everything, and there's this shelf for that and that and that, and here like informatic books and here art, and it's like at one point you're like, all right, where do I put this last bit, which is ambiguous? That is not bad. I mean, I think it's just increasing the chaos of such a system, but because maybe things can or maybe there can be souls that have more than one substance in a way that could be a overlapping. But any critical music is, of course, any critical perspective on sound. More okay. Image. Did we have any image expert here? No. Okay, so it's math. Sir. All the zero and okay. Two substances. No, that's another level, I think. Okay, we have photo, graphics, fonts. But then there is some part that is about the way that this becomes digital, if it's not born digital. Like I can have a scan, I can have drawings, but then drawings can be like digital drawings or scan drawings or a photograph of a drawing. I mean, vectographic is image, yeah? Yeah. And vectors. Then there can be a schema, which could be also like for some people, math is actually like a schema or a decoration. And again, instruction that comes back from text to image, because sometimes instructions are images. And collage. And then a painting, art, architecture. More? Color. Then we have the distinction between a painting and a digital painting. PD patch. That's text. I mean, it becomes an image once if you make an image of that, I think. In the word. No, I mean. I mean, this is, yeah.
Just my question is, can an element or can be both text or images or video as well? Because, for example, a subtitle of a film, is it a text or is a part of the video? Or imaging. So is it possible that the same element can be located in text or audio, video, or sound as well? So just a question.
I think that is to be defined at this stage of my research, to be honest. I think I'm actually trying to make things simple and then try to break down them to see that they are not so simple again. So in one, like, we are talking about files, and I think on one side, like, most of the comments I received are actually seeing things from the perspective of the user, or the, and this division is not that abstract in a sense. I'm trying to do that in the context of virtual entity because I want to make different data sets, like metadata sets for the different substances. And might be that at one point it becomes more, there are souls that are having a double interpretation of that. But one thing which is important is that, like, the virtual entity is not about users. It's like the actors of this sort of digital theater which is described are the files. It's like the importance of the human element is not that high in a certain sense. So when a title is a frame that is and it's a still, it's an image. When it's moving, it's video. When it's transcribed, it's text. Think that.
No, because, for example, thinking about, for example, video, mm-hmm. there are some. I remember a work of Derek Jarman. You know Derek Jarman, the director, British director. He made a film. It was like just a blue screen, just a blue projection, still. But there was a kind of, it was a timing of this kind of blue. It looks like an image, a still image. But he worked just on this frame. So, but the idea is to making an image using the video timing. So... So that's for me, it's tricky to have this kind of strict taxonomy and having this definition of... So that's why I'm thinking about both possibilities.
I think, taxonomy doesn't have to be strict. It has to be operative in a way that allows you to work on this. Because I also talk about substances because I really enjoy to work with art, changing substances to things. Like from that was a practice I used to do that also with like. Ages and ages ago with sculptures, like making, I don't know, like really heavy objects, but with very light material or these things, you know, because they're or trying to make, to display in a video a text which is actually a sound file. I mean, I'm intrigued by these overlapping or these, because at the end everything is, you know, it's a struggle, but things are not. We're never defining. You're never going to be able to find final definition of things. You know, in a more philosophical way of thinking. That's my point. But this is more about having to make a simple like software prototype and see what can work. On the level of it's more fluid reality, you know, like what is a title? I mean, it might be just how does it stick in my memory if I am the subject, you know? But am I the subject? Is this, you know, I see a subtitle and this is flowing, then I have an image, but then the image goes. And I have the text, or... I mean, it's quite critical. That's why I'm actually willing to discuss that, because it's maybe very arbitrary to say, okay, that's it. And I'm Aristotle, and I'm making categories. Do you want to buy one? You know, it's it's not so easy to think of them. So what would you think, that there should be more overlapping between souls and substances, or a space for being?
I don't know. It's like giving tags. Like, you have different possibility of locate the same thing in different field. As you said about the possibility of, like, a PDF, for example, is itself an image, but you can, or the hieroglyph, how he said, is like an image, but also, for example, a symbol. Was that a symbol? Like, it's as a both. Even a, I don't know, a square. It's like a square is a four, or a square itself, or, but it could
I think a symbol is an image, but although, I mean, text. But I think if I have one letter, this is an image. If I have a text, it's something that. Mm-hmm. But also at the end, you know, so text, when I read, it goes in time and it creates image and makes sense. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So really, like.
The text is the subgroup of the image, because.
No, I don't. Yes. Do you think?
Yeah. Because the text, if, for example, the illiterate person
that.
Cannot read Kiberpipa, he just see the image. This is not a text. The text is a subgroup of the image. You know? That's how I see this.
It's interesting. Yeah, I think about that. But then video is child of sound,
but
and image. No?
For example, following your things, the Morse signal.
Yeah.
It's like a fragment of silence and how can I say? A slice of time of sound, let's say. I can't read, or I can't interpret the Morse signals, but I know that it's a language, so I can communicate with a Morse signal. Even I can write down in somehow. But for me, it's completely sound. But how you locate this, for example? If I write down a bracket and space bracket for me means, I mean, it's just question. I mean, you don't need to answer all.
No, I don't want to answer. I was thinking more about what he was saying before. Is I think if your interpretation is more hierarchical, yeah, no, it's like if text is a subgroup of image, then also video is a subgroup of image and sound.
Maybe
so
I did
like,
the
you
wrong
know,
expression, but it's
depending
it's
on
part or intersecting, or it's not divided so specifically. This is text, and this is image. It can be both, or it can, you know. But the image is, for me, it's basically I see images everywhere, you know. But I, because I know alphabetics or something else, I can interpret this as a text, simply. And I can, you know, find the meaning in that. But basically, these are images. As he said, the letter K is an image, but we know that it's part of alphabetic. And when you put a few letters in a line, you get a text. But basically, the image is, you know, the text is something. It's part of the Cartesian mind. It's linear and everything else. But the image is, I don't know how to explain, but when I was listening to this conversation, I just got this idea that the text must be a subgroup or something like that of the image. You know, it's the image is first and then it's text.
I see what you say. I mean, I think in a general sense, this is a point. On a practical level, I'm not sure. Okay. Like on a practical level of this prototype system, maybe it's for might be more easy to.
I think people are making like an important sort of philosophical or semantic point about the difference between text and image and that we see things. But I mean, from like a technical standpoint or a practical standpoint, I mean, could we just say that anything that's editable with a standard text editor, like if you can edit it in V, then it's text. Like, I mean, that's what I would do just for purposes of making a metadata system.
I mean, but it's also good to remember philosophy. I mean, it's fine. I'm on, it's a side. But then on practically, yeah. Then at one point things have like is it working on this system? Is it relevant to have these distinctions or not? Because you know, otherwise we can fall on archetypes and get lost. But yeah, thanks. And well, we're almost done. We just want to see video now. And who is the video guy here? Him. Okay. We have film. Simple. We make it simple. Animation. Animation is also, this could be vectorial animation, hand drawings, GIMP plugin, and of course a video could be also made of code, or could be an executable. Then we have because some distinctions are more like semantic and others are actually practical or technical. It's like, what is that done of? You can have footage, surveillance camera, backstage filming of a film, advertisements, video clip, streams, and then streams of what? Like of short films. And then again, I think the original format that is also a very old like field in archiving since years, especially in video archiving, like what is the original format or the format of the master and what is the format of the footage, what was recorded is with. And then again, you go back to what was, if the digitizing is a final step of a process or if that is coming, or if the video, the animation, the film is actually digital and digital, like maybe from a camera which is digital, or just really digital because it's generate video inside a computer, does not exist physically, blah blah blah. I'm sure there is more actually. Isn't that sort of vectorial animation? Also, the thing you say, everything that I can edit with VI, actually, you can edit almost any file with AI, even an executable, no? So that, and everything is text, actually. So we have 0, 1 and text. So what do we think? Is it possible to? Because then it's about also implementing, seeing how these categories work, and in a in practice, what do we think are the minimal amount of information now independently from the substance or the non-substance that we actually have, or the transformation between substances? What do we have? Then again, authorship, date, creation, digitization. Because maybe also like these substances can make more sense once you start to articulate that, actually.
Substance, I think it's the main key point for this for your research. I mean, what I'm saying, because it's interesting, the idea of giving identity through four categorization or four substances. But I think one element can have or can be located in different places, because just in this very, very short discussion, we sum up the idea of subcategorization of substances, that in somehow
that substances are unstable.
Yes, but I mean, I don't know how you can how you will solve it, this in the idea of method, in the idea in the way of creating a method or a tool, I don't know. But I believe that would be something you will solve in the future, I don't know. Because the impression is that we get a bit confused about the your strict, in just like defining, this is this, this is
proposal,
that. Yeah. But I think the idea, we get a bit lost a bit in this, or I get a bit lost in this, your way of defining, okay, this is like that. Not giving the possibilities of element to be interpreted in another way.
What do you think?
Not every, but almost every work, and you're interested in works as such, has probably at least one substance that it's represented in, and possibly two, three, or all four. So I'm sure there are works that are interesting as a text, as a video, as an image, possibly of that text, and as the audio that goes to it. So there could be, rather than saying that every object has to fit into one category, you could say that every object has four categories in which it's expressed, and you can search along any of those four categories as you like. So if you could say, I'm interested in...
Wow. Yeah, maybe.
That might be... Because it's about finding things, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's about finding things and referring.
Yeah, I mean, this is not a system for searching, eh? It's not a search engine, virtual entity,
in
basically.
It's a way of talking about things and about about the way that things have properties and behavior and all these sorts of bits and pieces. And so maybe, as we saw, almost everything's problematic.
Okay, so they could be dimensions, no? And they have.
Isn't it a very similar problem to when you try to attach a genre to a work? I mean, there it becomes clearly obvious that it's sometimes not well defined. You know, it might be minimal techno, but then it depends on your definition of minimal techno, maybe. And it, yeah, or it could be both. Or and I think that the substance discussion, giving tags, really. I mean, the genre problem was solved with just dissolving it and just saying it's just tags and call it kitchen or whatever. We don't care. And then kind of the categorization would evolve from bottom up and not from a centralized structure. And then I don't know if there's the discussion about formats can be, I like this discussion of just, or the idea of breaking the format just down to the level of encoding. Then it gets very simple. You say, oh, it's a JPEG, clear, it's an image. it's a Word document. But I don't think that format is really a good categorization for.
That's also words. Where it comes from, the division more or less from the formats. Like, I mean, when I work with the digital things, of course I know that if I have a TXT, I'm working with text. and then maybe it's an ASCII image. You know, but.
But I think it's up to the author. At this point, it's up to the author. Because if I'm working with a video, but my video is composed by letters, but fonts, and the timeline of the video create meaning with the text. Well, I should define, okay, it's a poem in video, I would say. But it's up to me at this point, saying, okay, this is a text through video. I'm saying. So and then if somebody else won't use my file, has to you know he will find that the substance, like, okay, it's a text, even if it's like a MOV extension. Yeah, I don't know if it's possible like this, but I'm questioning myself.
I lost a bit of the question, sorry.
No, got a lot. I'm just saying, because I mean, I'm just saying about using defining by the author the substances at the end of. I mean, I create a file and have to define it. I'm saying, okay, this is a text, even if is MOV, is even if it's a video file. You know what I mean?
No, I think at the end there would be probably like these substances could be dimensioned to describe, and like a very the simple approach to format is more or less the one I initiate, and I, for example, okay, I have La Divina Commedia by Dante, like an Italian poet of early end of 13th century, and okay, I have a copy, I type it in a huge text file, TXT, every, like, you know, line, I go another line, another line, another line, boom, put it online, that's TXT. I scan a, you know, really old book, a really old version of that with, I don't know, all the drawings of someone and the paper, which is old, and you can almost smell that. You know, this is image. It's a reproduction of the object book, a scan. But then again, this image, because it's an image, I opened that with GIMP, and I can, you know, take out the yellow with luminosity and blah. So can have a text dimension if you want to access that. That could be that this image could possess also the metadata of the text if you go towards that type of analysis, maybe something like that. No, then becomes, as you say, sort of a multiple identity kind of thing. So if I interpret that, but maybe according to the format I have, I might want to, because then otherwise we get all very abstract souls that can be, what is the soul, real, final soul of the Divina Commedia? Well, I mean, he's dead for years, and so he's not going to initiate that soul. And maybe that, like, the Vitruvian is not going to be the beginning used on old works. It's more for, like, people living and uploading themselves FTP, and, you know, rather than ancient.
I was curious, like, what do you see as sort of the implementation for this? Because you said you wanted it to be decentralized. So, I mean, how would it, would it be implemented in like software, like a text reader or like an image viewing program would have it? And then, like, I'm just curious because if it's decentralized, I don't know, like are you going to have a bunch of servers that it would look up to? Or I don't know. Maybe we haven't gotten to that stage yet.
I'm getting slowly to. Like right now, I decided I want to have, first I'll do a command line, so it's going to be a bit of Python that is using some SQL, MSQ, to access the database and display the information, and then it's going to be, how to peer-to-peer that, I have no idea. Yeah. I mean, yeah, because it's like I will for sure start from a central point, but I can also imagine that there would be different versions and levels of prototyping and getting something to work. Maybe the first part is going to be really low-tech and a bit of like this... patchwork kind of code, and then if it works, then there can be a plan more. But the peer-to-peer part is not easy at all. Yeah, that's as far as I know. Yeah, well, okay. No, I'll let you call me in a couple of years. No, I mean, I'll let you know when when I do. But yeah, I think first you need on structuring the project. That I mentioned it because I think it's good to have a plan and to know whether and how you would use. Because if you do all the souls and you put them in one server and then these servers are shut down, it doesn't exist anymore. If you know that you want to use a system this way to be uncontrollable, then of course you have to make different steps and different choices to get that. Bing. I think. What's the time now? Boom, boom, boom. Okay, we have done the collective analysis. And yeah, I mean, if you have more questions, I'm getting more confused, which is good because it means that I came here. I wanted to try to confuse you, and then I'm also confusing myself. But I think I have also a strategy to go through that and keep the uncategorizable identity. Clear. I don't know, last questions, or we close it here. Okay, thanks a lot.